Welcome to Listener's Advisory, the San Diego Public Library podcast. Today, we'll hear about the future of SDPL in our concluding report on the City Council-approved Library Master Plan. So stick around. This should be fun.
Last time on Master Plan Theater.
The library did a master plan effort in 1998. It was very quickly done. There was no variation. It was only about building, did not include every community and every neighborhood.
I think I'd heard that the current master plan doesn't even have really any reference to internet or computers, right?
No, I think it has typewriters. I think it references typewriters.
Not all branches are resourced the same. Some have newer technology than others. Some have bigger collections than others. Some, like Carson said, have more space than others.
We're definitely entering into a mixed mode future, meaning that sometimes people would think of libraries, as Misty was saying early on, as just this warehouse of books, which is an outdated notion.
We like to say that these documents here are not a roadmap where you're going to say, go here, and in 6 months you're going to turn right and go forward. It's more like a GPS.
First of all, let me just put everyone at ease. This will be the last master plan segment we do on the pod. Knock on wood. I can imagine your reaction when you saw this thing as a trilogy. Look, I'm still shook from the Star Wars prequels, so I get it. But I also felt a responsibility to close the loop on the story we've covered since season one, and since the master plan is...
a plan that is actually something that never ends. It's about guiding the next 17 years as our time horizon.
Wait, did he say it never ends? I'm not doing another segment about this. Anyway, I thought it was worth a third episode simply to mention that we did it, San Diego. The plan part is done. On November 6th of last year, after a five-year journey, the Library Master Plan was unanimously approved by the San Diego City Council. 8-0. It was a blowout. The full 180-page plan can be read online. Link in the show notes. But before you do, let me briefly catch you up with what happened since our last episode. You'll remember that Phase 1 had just been completed, and the library's executive team, with the help of Library Foundation SD and the Friends of the Library, we're taking the master plan framework on a roadshow for dozens of community listening sessions, including stops at all 36 SDPL locations. Library Commissioner Wendy Urashima Khan described the effort best.
Their listening tour dates would rival any major pop singer like Taylor Swift. I mean, every night, every weekend.
More than 3,000 community members gave input during these sessions and a digital survey. Here's a taste of what those sessions were like.
Now, some of the findings from that initial survey showed us that there are some specific trends in what people want from their public library.
That familiar voice from the listening session at the Rancho Penasquitos branch is, of course, Jennifer Jenkins, the library's Deputy Director of Customer Experience and the executive producer of this podcast. Shout out to the entire library exec team, for they not only organized 36 listening sessions at 36 branches, but they also showed up for 36 listening sessions.
Communities want the library to be experiential. That means engaging, inviting, aesthetically pleasing spaces. The people of our community want the libraries to be equitable. We want to be able to meet the needs of each community that are specific to that community. We also learned that we want the library to be effective and efficient, and that covers everything from the delivery of our programs to the delivery of our services to the delivery of materials between branches to make sure that you get them in an efficient manner. And then finally, the library needs to be everywhere.
Feedback from all of the listening sessions was collated together and submitted to Group 4 Architecture and Carson Block Consulting for inclusion in their final report. The final approved master plan, a 180-page behemoth, is available for viewing online. The patron feedback from the listening sessions is presented for each geographic zone in word clouds for Love It, Change It, Add It, and largely reflects what we heard at Rancho Penasquitos.
What do you love about this library? What makes this library special for you?
The staff.
the staff.
Very friendly.
As many of these sessions as we've done, that's the number one answer that we get every time, is the staff. And we obviously could not do what we do without our dedicated and talented staff, so thank you. What would you improve about this library if you could? If you could change something about this library right now? Okay, see, I saw your hand in the back first.
The parking.
The parking.
Once the public feedback was incorporated, the full master plan was submitted to the Library Commission for approval. Here are some highlights from the presentation given by G4's David Schnee.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the whirlwind tour of what this document has and as it is organized. So first of all, the phase one created the vision for the San Diego Public Library for the future. And it has the four E's here: equitable, experiential, everywhere, and effective. Equity is absolutely essential. It's about providing equitable access to library space, and that was a big influence that we'll share with some of the technical aspects of our planning methods. You are a growing city, which is wonderful and causes growing pains as well. But one of the lessons we've learned through designing and planning hundreds of libraries around the country and coordinating with peers are that larger libraries are more flexible and more adaptable over time.
The master plan makes recommendations for the library system to keep up with San Diego's future population growth, targeting 6 branches for a makeover, 9 for renovation and expansion, 8 for replacement on a new or existing site, and even recommends adding 3 completely new branches down the road, in addition to Pacific Highlands Ranch, which is scheduled to become number 37 later this year.
The most sustainable library is an existing one that you can renovate, and many of them are suitable for expansion. And other ones that are good bones, still work well, but they're reflecting a service model from maybe 20 years ago or 30 years ago here. And we say those are like the HDTV series, like you can come in and do a little makeover of them at lower cost. You don't have to take care of all the bones for it, so makeovers are a good thing to do as well. There's a lot of capital maintenance. We'll talk more about that too. And this plan says over the course to 2040, 17 years, every library is going to need something.
The master plan organizes the library system into 6 geographic planning zones.
We did customer mapping back in the framework plan. And from that, we said that there were zones in which people tended to travel, 6 zones. And we've used that for planning. So that gives us tools to measure the types of resources we're providing geographically to make sure that everyone has access to those. And square foot per capita is the basic measure that determines that you have space resources for it. So how many people are generally using, living in a zone, how many square feet do you have? And you can see that there are some modest differences between the zones, their height, about how much square foot. So the zones that are less square foot per capita have a slightly greater need to get up into our range of for branches between 0.35 and 0.45 square foot per capita.
Currently, Zone A, which includes STPL's 7 northernmost branches, comes the closest to hitting the square foot per capita goal, while Zone C, comprised of Benjamin, Tierra Santa, and San Carlos, has the most work to do to catch up on a square footage basis. Reading through the master plan, it's easy to get giddy dreaming about all the upgrades and improvements mapped out for our beloved library system. But it's also a bit daunting to read about how many needs there really are.
And then just a little bit on capital maintenance, because we sort of live with it, and it's a little bit using the facility condition. It has an FCI, Facility Condition Index, and it's a nationwide sort of established methodology. It gives you a percentage, and if you're over 20%, you're getting into fair condition, and over 30%, you're poor. What they did have is data here that let us color code each of the different symbols of roof, HVAC, furniture, etc., by when does it need to be renewed. So if it's already red, it needs to be renewed now. If it's orange, soon. Yellow, still in the planning frame. If it's green, you probably have longer for it. So as you flip through the pages here, and you realize there are a lot of backlog of maintenance needs. So of course, the Central Library is only 10 years old, and it's a beautiful landmark building. A detailed assessment really wasn't necessary yet and wasn't part of our scope, but the facility condition assessments identify that there are, in the natural course of things, a big building, which is worth so much, has a lot of capital maintenance that needs to be invested over time. And while we're at it, there are all sorts of recommendations to keep on updating it, to do the sort of makeovers of select areas. The staff model that this library was designed for, it's a 10-year-old building, but its planning started 10 years before that, so it's got the ideation and the DNA from 20 years back. And so there's really opportunities that will make this building continue to sing and support the whole city.
So there you have it. Kudos if you've made it all the way to the end of our master plan trilogy. We need listeners like you to make sure this thing gets implemented. Master plans are not for quitters. Though, if you already turned this off to go read the plan yourself, I'm okay with that. I can't promise you what our library system is going to look like in 2040, but I know having a master plan makes it more likely we get there. And as for me, will I drift into obscurity like the unknown author of Gilgamesh? Will I roam the cedar forest like the wild man Ikindu? Nah, probably not. I'll probably still be hanging out at the library.
That's going to do it for this episode. I'd like to thank all the featured voices on today's show: Misty Jones, Jennifer Jenkins, Wendy Urushima Khan, Jill Ayers, David Schnee, and Carson Block. I'd also like to thank all the folks that worked to bring the Library Master Plan to fruition. For more information on the Library Master Plan, please see our show notes or visit us at sandiego.gov/SDPL podcast. This podcast is supported by the Library Foundation SD. For more information on the good work they do, visit libraryfoundationsd.org. If you like what we're doing here at Listener's Advisory, please consider sharing our podcast on your social media, leave us a rating or review via your favorite podcast directory, or tell someone you know about us. Thanks in advance.